Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Intermittent fasting is a huge craze. It has been for probably close to a decade, but it's picked up steam, I would say, really in the past 5 or 6 years. And there's a lot of health and fitness influencers that have said it's kind of this magic bullet for burning fat, increasing muscle mass, helping with cellular turnover through autophagy, and of course, losing weight and managing your appetite. But does it really work? Well, today I'm going to break down a systematic review and meta-analysis by Brunstrom and colleagues titled The Effect of Intermittent Fasting on Appetite, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. And this paper explored the effects of fasting, including intermittent fasting, or to be more clear, time-restricted eating, where you restrict eating for a specific period of time versus a standard caloric restriction, and how this impacted appetite. So an example of time-restricted eating may be not eating for 18 hours and then eating for 6, or 16, 8, whatever. Secondarily, the paper looked at broader effects on time-restricted eating on body weight, energy intake, eating behavior, physical activity like movement. There are 18 studies that were included in this paper, and they used mixed regimens of time-restricted eating, including alternate day fasting, a 5-2 method, where basically you eat normal for 5 days a week, and then 2 days a week, you restrict your caloric intake to a quarter of what you would typically consume. So maybe you just eat 500 to 800 calories. Now, to be fair, in this review and meta-analysis, there were some papers that had a high risk of bias, which means the findings and conclusions drawn from the review might be a little bit skewed. A bias for a paper can result from individual studies that have various flaws, like maybe a flaw in study design or selective reporting of results or how the data was collected. But overall, this is pretty interesting. Here's what they found. If you want to build a resilient and high-performing team that thrives under stress, then consider booking me as a speaker for your next team event. I started speaking last year more frequently, and I've spoken to real estate groups, wealth management firms, and even sports organizations, and I'm absolutely loving it. And the talk that I've put together on how to turn stress into strength is making a significant impact. If this interests you, go to the link in the show notes and book me for your next event. Different time-restricted eating methodologies did not significantly affect appetite compared to standard caloric restriction. Either way, you may feel hungry or you may not feel hungry. So whether you're, you know, just eating at a 600 calorie deficit all day long or you're restricting your feeding window, didn't really impact your appetite very much. There were not different outcomes in regards to weight loss. So whether you're doing time-restricted feeding or had a caloric restriction, there was no difference at all. And there was no improvement in metabolic function. There was no difference in physical activities and no difference in adherence. So what does this mean for you? Well, intermittent fasting is not a magic bullet for weight loss. According to my previous guest, Dr. Krista Verde, the leading researcher on the subject in human studies, not rats, she said it's not a magic bullet either. And she makes her career studying this. It's just another way to restrict calories. And I'll put some links in the show notes to the episodes with her. They were phenomenal, where she kind of breaks this down more, even goes into kind of the topic of autophagy. It's perfectly fine for weight loss, but we need to stop saying that this is the magic bullet. It's going to cure everything. If you stay in a caloric deficit and you want to use intermittent fasting as a way to constrain your eating window so that you have a bit more discipline, knock yourself out. The literature seems to be very clear that time-restricted eating or intermittent fasting is effective for weight loss and fat burning. And if you're eating, let's say, in a caloric surplus, you can actually still put on muscle. Some people use this methodology and eat in a caloric maintenance, and they're not looking to lose weight. It's just a way that they want to live their life. That's awesome. Totally fine. One of the popular ways to do this, which I mentioned earlier, is kind of a 16-8 window, where you fast for 16 hours and you eat during an 8-hour period. There is some good research that, you know, having a nice period of time where you're not eating, like a 12-hour window, can be helpful for regulating blood sugar. There's nothing wrong with this. I just want you to know that it's not the magic bullet. It's not going to fix all your problems. If you want to lose weight and you want to change your body composition, you need to eat in a caloric deficit. It's pretty clear. It's cut and dry. It's how it works. If you found this episode useful, do me a favor. Pause right now. Leave us a 5-star rating on whichever listening platform you are joining us from. This goes a long way in helping us grow this show. And if you found value from the show, please do it. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.